Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong alongside Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I hope you are, Jason.
I cannot complain, Bill. It's wonderful this time of year.
Well, it is March Madness, and so all of the hoop fans out there should be in overload at this point. This area's got all our, a lot of teams in the NCAA, and it's always a lot of fun. I enjoy watching them. I certainly enjoyed watching the ACC tournament. It was fabulous and surprising. I always enjoy rooting for an underdog, so it was pretty good. And of course, I'm looking forward to seeing how our teams do.
All eyes are fixated on our brackets, so yes.
Well, this is true.
We're hoping that pans out.
And of course, now that sports betting is legal in North Carolina, that puts another thing. I suspect that the revenue coffers in North Carolina will go up. I'm not one to do that sort of thing myself. I'm no better. It's just a good way for me to lose money. And it is for most people, actually, but there are some winners out there. So I guess that's why people do it. And it certainly makes the game a little more interesting, I suspect, if you have a little bit on the line. But it's something to be real careful about. It's not something that I would recommend to anyone.
You got to make sure you know your limits and adhere to all those various warnings that they have pinned on to the many advertisements for sports betting. Make sure you're not getting too over your skis.
Well, this there's a lot of truth to that. This morning I wanted to continue talking about advanced planning. Because advanced planning is not just for folks who are very wealthy. It can be extremely important to lots of different folks. But advanced planning generally involves irrevocable trusts. And so, it's the kind of thing where we need to talk about that from time to time. So it's the one trust that has not been used as much in the last few years because the estate tax exemptions have been so high is called the ILET, the Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust. And there are a lot of funky things about ILETs that I enjoy talking about, but the fact is that for those folks who purchase life insurance that they intend to keep their entire lifetime, if it's a large policy, oftentimes in the past, we have strongly recommended that these policies be placed in an irrevocable life insurance trust. And so the first question is, why would you do that? And the reason is because if it's a policy that you plan to keep for your lifetime, which would mean it would be a whole life policy or a universal life type policy, it's simply so that the policy itself is not includable in your taxable estate for estate tax purposes. Now, we haven't had to worry about estate tax except for extremely wealthy families in the last few years, but the estate tax exemptions are coming down in 2026 to about a little over $6 million per person. And you may say, well, that leaves me out. No problem. I get that. But the fact is, if you have a large life insurance policy, and you have a potentially taxable estate, it can really deplete the resources that you're planning to leave for your family. So let's say, for instance, that you have a $500,000 life insurance policy. I consider that a large policy. But there are lots of folks with $1 million policy or a $2 million policy or even more. And so the fact is that if you have a really nice estate and you reach that limit, even though the insurance people tell you that there's no income tax on life insurance, and that generally is true. There are exceptions to that rule as well, but that's generally true, that a life insurance policy, there are some nice things about it. Number one, it's asset protected in North Carolina. Number two, it grows income tax free during the course of the policy, and the death benefit is income tax free. Plus, if it is in fact a life insurance policy, you can borrow against the policy. And of course, a loan is not taxable income. So all of that are benefits of life insurance policy. But if it's includable in your estate and you have a taxable estate, then over half of the death benefit will go towards estate tax, because typically, the tax amount for a taxable estate is 55%. So if you have $1 million policy, $550,000 will go towards estate tax if you have a taxable estate. So that's why you use an irrevocable life insurance trust, so that it's not part of your estate at your death. Now, one of the funky things about islets is that in order to fund that policy, you need to use what we call crummy letters. Now, there's nothing crummy about it, but a crummy letter is to give your beneficiaries the right to demand the money that you've given to your trustee for the payment of the premium. And you're saying, wait a minute, I'm giving it to the trustee to pay the premium. I don't want my beneficiary to demand the money. But the fact is, if you give them the right to demand the money, you hope they don't, but if they do, then it's got to be paid to them. But the fact is, what you're doing is converting a future interest gift to a present interest gift. In other words, a present interest means they can enjoy the gift and spend it right now. All they have to do is tell the trustee, I want my money. I want that money. I have the right to it. And basically, the reason that is true is because you can make a gift of $18,000 a year per person, but it can only be a present interest gift. In other words, that rule that avoids gift does not include future interest gifts. Now you can give $18,000 to any one person that you want to, and as many times, as many people as you want to give $18,000, you can do that. Now, most of us don't have that kind of money. So, but the fact is that that rule is not exactly the way it works when you give it to a trust, to an irrevocable trust that's outside your estate. There's another funky rule that's really hard for most folks to understand. But you're limited, without creating a tax, you're limited to contributing not $18,000, but $5,000 or 5% of the corpus. That is what the trust is valued at. Well, obviously, for most people, initially, when you create an islet, there's no value at all. So you're limited to $5,000. And if you give more than that, then you either need to file a gift tax return and use part of your lifetime exemption for that, or you're creating a taxable situation where things have to be taxed. So that's pretty complicated, and I hate to say it that way, but that's the kind of thing that's really important. You know, most people don't pay more than $5,000 for a premium, and it actually is per beneficiary that you're really talking about. So there's some interesting situations there, but you do need to have a good advisor, and you need to make darn sure that you comply with the rules in terms of making these transfers, and you keep the paperwork, because if you ever get audited on it, it's not going to be about what the language in the trust is. It's going to be about, did you keep it up administratively? And that's where people fall down, because, you know, most people say, well, I just want to pay the premium. But it's really important when you're doing this to do it correctly. And that's what it's all about.
That is a really big key in making sure that you're getting someone who can guide you along the way to show you, hey, you know, not just creating a trust for you and then leaving you floating in the wind. I highly recommend you speak with an elder law attorney with WG Alexander and Associates. If this is an avenue that you're considering pursuing, you can schedule an appointment online at wgalaw.com, and you can also call the office if you're interested. The phone number is 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000 at wgalaw.com. You can also find information about their free webinars as well if you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning. Those sessions happen the second Wednesday of every month. They're free to attend. There's no cost to you, just a great way for you to learn more from the team at WG Alexander and Associates. The next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, April 10th. You can register online now at wgalaw.com by clicking on the seminars button. It's free to do it. Go ahead. Don't wait. Do it now. Go to wgalaw.com. A quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Learn more at wgalaw.com. Find information about WG Alexander and Associates, how to get a hold of an elder law attorney, get your documents reviewed, or maybe you want to attend one of the free webinars. You can do all of that at wgalaw.com if you're interested in the webinars, long-term care assistance, asset protection, and trust planning. Click on the seminars button at wgalaw.com to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we're continuing our discussion all about advanced planning and irrevocable trusts.
Well, and let me continue to talk a little bit about life insurance, because it is an important aspect of having a family and moving forward with how do we protect our family. And most young people are going to buy life insurance. They're going to typically buy term insurance. That is the least expensive type of life insurance. And it's frankly, it's important that we protect our family. So we buy term insurance. And we typically buy term insurance to cover paying off the mortgage, so that the house is free and clear, and potentially to replace our income if we die unexpectedly for the benefit of our spouse and our children. But as we get a little older and have a really good income, oftentimes we purchase whole life insurance or universal life insurance, which is a combination of taking care of the risk of death, as well as an investment. And I will tell you that when I was young, a lot of CPAs didn't like life insurance as an investment. They said, oh, you can make far more money a different way just by investing it properly and those kinds of things. But I will tell you, the life insurance industry has put out very competitive products, and the life insurance policies of today are so much better than they were many, many years ago, back in the dark ages. And so, quite frankly, they can be not only good asset protection, but good investments as well, because some of the good life insurance companies historically, internally, earn over 6% per year. Now, that's pretty darn good if you think about it, because that's over and above having a death benefit for risk. And so they can make some very powerful investments. Now, one thing that I do recommend to a lot of folks who can actually afford it, and this is tends to be grandparents because we care about our grandchildren, and my concern for our young people is not so much their ability to go to college, you know, but that's the knee jerk. That's, well, do we need to create a 529 plan or a college type plan to make sure our grandchildren have a leg up? I understand that, but I am actually much more concerned about our grandchildren's ability to retire when they get to retirement age. And I know of a way to make sure that they don't struggle in retirement, regardless of what they choose to do with their life during their working years. I mean, we hope that our children will be better off than we are. We hope that they'll get a great job and move on. But at the same time, there's wonderful things about being a stay-at-home mom, or you know, being a civil servant, being a policeman, being a fireman, being a school teacher. You know, we rely on these people, but they don't make a whole lot of money. And the fact is that will these folks, I mean, we already know that it's a struggle for many of our public servants to even live in the same county where they work because it's getting too darn expensive to live here. Well, will they be able to retire if they have if they choose a worthy career like that? The fact is that it makes a big difference. Well, frankly, that's when I recommend that a parent or grandparent set up an ILIT, an irrevocable life insurance trust, and purchase a policy for a very, very young child or grandchild. And by young, I mean 1 year old or 2 years old, but not much older than that. And I'm doing it right now for my grandchild. I have one grandchild who will be a year old, April the 4th. And so I've already established the trust, and the life insurance policy is going into it. And it's a policy designed not for death benefit, but it's designed for cash value buildup. So I will contribute $5,000 per year. Remember that 5x5 rule, that $5,000 or 5% of the corpus. Well, I don't have a corpus, so I'm maximizing the gift at $5,000. And I'm going to do that for 10 years. That's a total investment of $50,000. Now, and this is for a child who's not yet 1 year old. Okay. Now, the policy will grow like a weed, and of course it grows income tax free over time. And so I have structured this so that she doesn't use the policy until she reaches 70 years of age. Now, it could be used earlier, but any loan against policy would have to be paid back with commercial interest rates under those circumstances. But let's just say that it just continues to grow until she's 70 years old. At that point, it's structured so she can borrow against the policy, income tax free, it's a loan, it's not income, between $10,000 and $15,000 per month for the rest of her life. Now, the policy should, based on the historical performance of the life insurance company, when she turns 70 years of age, the policy cash value at that time should be over $3 million. Now, the death benefit's more than that, but I'm looking at cash value because that's what we're borrowing against. Now, if she lives to be 80 years old, which I would assume, at that point, the policy would be worth in the neighborhood of $5.7 million. And after paying back the loan, because she's borrowing between $10,000 and $15,000 a month, the policy will still have about $4 million in it. Now, that's pretty impressive. Now, what if she lives to be 85? Well, in that case, the policy should be worth about $7.8 million. And after paying off the loan, it should be about $5 million to her children. Now, if she lives to be 90, the numbers get higher. And that's what is so amazing about a good policy. Now, would any and every policy do that? No. It has to be from a really good company with really good historical numbers to have that kind of thing. But the point is that I'm not a rich fella, but I can't afford $5,000 a year for 10 years for each of my grandchildren. Now, I only have one at this point, but I intend to do this for each and every grandchild I have. But the sad news is, when I learned this method, my kids were teenagers, and so it was too late for this to work for them. But if you have very young grandchildren, this is actually a pretty good way of making sure, no matter what career field they go into, that you will be structuring a legacy for them to where you know that their retirement years will be good years for them, and establishing a significant trust not only for your grandchildren, but for your lineal descendants beyond that.
I'm sure everyone who's in or around retirement age perked up hearing those numbers, Bill, because that really is impressive, and it just shows how far planning can go, and getting started early can really make a huge impact. Don't forget, if you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance, we haven't really discussed that much this program, but that is often a concern of our audience, and making sure that they have resources available to them if they are dealing with a long-term care crisis or a loved one is, to know that there are helpful resources out there, and you really ought to attend the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars, and particularly the one dedicated to long-term care assistance. It dives deep into the worlds of Medicaid as well as VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available for most middle-class families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. If that is something that would be helpful for you, go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. It's free to register for the webinars. There's no cost associated with them at all. It's just a great educational opportunity for you to learn more about either long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button, and sign up for the next set of webinars happening on Wednesday, April 10th. Wednesday, April 10th. Go to wgalaw.com to learn more. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to register for the free webinars put on by WG Alexander and Associates. Learn more about long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button. You can also call the office 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000 to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and we are knee-deep in a discussion all related to advanced planning and trusts. Bill, where should we pick up next?
Well, there's another irrevocable trust that's similar to an ILIT, the Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust, but it's used for a completely different purpose, and we call these Bert and Ernie Trusts. And this is a trust for an irrevocable trust for a person who has a really nice estate and one that's approaching a taxable estate. So this would be for a single person. And of course, to some degree, it depends on how old you are, because you have to understand that in planning, our net worth, what we have today, is normally going to double. Of course, it depends on lots of circumstances, but we can expect, in most cases, our net worth will double every 15 to 20 years. And of course, there are financial setbacks. There are times when we expect it to grow, and actually the exact opposite happens. So, you know, there are no guarantees in this world, as we know. But if we have a really nice estate and one that is getting close to the exemption for estate tax, because, you know, when we talk about estate tax, you have to understand, it does not apply to you, and it doesn't apply to your spouse. Well, we can, bottom line is, you can leave an unlimited sum to your spouse, and there's, if it's done right, there's absolutely no tax at your death for the benefit of your spouse. However, the government has its hand out when it goes to your children or grandchildren. That's when they want to collect estate taxes. So let's say your estate's getting close to the estate tax exemption, whatever that is. Is there something you can do? Well, obviously, you can be generous to your children or grandchildren. You can make a gift of up to $18,000 per person per year. And if you're married, then you can double that. That's $36,000 a year per person. Now, not many of us can be that generous to our children and grandchildren. But for those who can, that's one way of keeping your estate from growing too fast. Because, you know, once an estate gets to a certain size, it's hard to keep it from growing. And so that's one way to do it. But let's say that you don't want to make direct gifts to your children, either or grandchildren, because they're either too young or they're not good with money, and you would prefer to put it into an asset protection trust of some kind, an irrevocable trust that they can use over time, but maybe not right now for whatever purpose that you want to set it up. Well, that's what you use a Bert and Ernie trust for, because you can use this trust not only for your children, but you can use it for your spouse. In other words, a Bert and Ernie trust, like an ILIT, gets the property out of your estate, out of your spouse's estate, so that it reduces your net worth for estate tax purposes. But the trust is usable for your spouse, so that the income can be used for your spouse and or children and or grandchildren and the like. Now, you have that 5% rule, so you can only, you can't contribute $18,000 unless you pre-fund it with $360,000. And you say, well, why $360,000? And obviously you have to file a gift tax return under those circumstances and use part of your lifetime exemption or pay the tax. But once you have that, it's because $18,000 is 5% of $360,000. So once you've pre-funded it with $360,000, then every year after that, you can actually maximize the contribution of $18,000. Now, if it's for your children or grandchildren and you're married, then you can double that to $36,000 because each of us has the ability of transferring $18,000 per year. And so what I'm saying is that we can do this for our spouse. Our spouse can do it for us, and we can do it for our children and grandchildren if we are trying to reduce or keep our net worth from growing. So that's just another fun way. If you have those kind of resources, and if you don't, you can dream about it.
Well, learning about these many different options is why it's so helpful to sit down with an elder law attorney to learn exactly what is capable in your situation, how you can best maintain control, and there's just a variety of different ways for you to achieve your ultimate goals. Best to sit down with someone to go over that and find the best planning for you. Go to WGALaw.com to speak with an elder law attorney at WG Alexander & Associates. You can also find information about attending their free webinars. Maybe you just want to dip your toe in and attend the Asset Protection and Trust Planning free webinar happening on Wednesday, April 10th. That's happening in the afternoon session. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance, those families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis and want information about financial assistance that is available to most middle-class families, whether it's through Medicaid or through VA benefits. Attend that morning session happening on Wednesday, April 10th. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. Click on that seminars button at the top of the page. A short break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us. We are discussing advanced planning, and Bill, we've gone over several different types of irrevocable trusts. You know, you've given us some acronyms to study on. You gave us those last week, and we ran out of time, but we're going more in depth on these irrevocable trusts.
Well, let's another one that is very useful, and again, this would be for a person who is worried about their estate growing into a taxable estate where it's not taxable today. And of course, when the exemption amount comes down in 2026 to a little over $6 million, then the question is, will we have a taxable estate then? And if the answer is no, but we're close, and making gifts, it will not keep our estate under the estate tax limitation. Another way we can do it, and it depends on the kinds of property we have, but we can use what's called a BDIT. Now, isn't that a good one? What's it for? It is to freeze the value in our taxable estate to what the fair market value of the property that we enjoy having today. For instance, I have a client who happens to be single, and he owns a number of, actually he has 5 pizza franchises, and they're all valuable. They're all worth about $1 million each. Well, he will only have his own exemption. He won't have a spousal exemption. So and he's young, and so the he's in his 50s, which means two things. Number one, he'll probably buy some more franchises, and he'll have more than 5. And the value of his pizza franchises will continue to grow so that it's easily predictable that he will have a taxable estate. So a BDIT is basically where we value his current assets, his, you know, his pizza places. And let's just say it's $1 million each. And so they're worth $5 million. And so what we do is we create an irrevocable trust called a BDIT. We transfer those franchises into his irrevocable trust that's outside his estate. And the trust gives him a promissory note, which is includable in his estate. But guess what? It's for $5 million plus interest. Okay, now what's interesting is because it's not a gift, it's a sale. It's not a, in other words, you don't have a gift tax return for the transfer of the property into the trust because it's a sale. And of course, you have to pay the applicable federal interest rate. But guess what? Because you're paying it to yourself, there's no tax on the interest that you're paying. And there's, no tax on the principal either on the sale. So in essence, it's not a taxable transaction, but you've just frozen the value of those pizza franchises. And there's nothing that keeps you from acquiring additional pizza franchises in the irrevocable trust that's outside your estate. So that's another way of skinning that tax cat, if you will. Now, for those families who are very wealthy, and by that, I mean, let's say that you're a family that enjoys a net worth of $20 or $30 million. Well, right now, the exemptions for each of us is over $13 million. And next year, in 2025, it'll be close to $14 million, plus or minus. It might be a little over, should be under. Per person, that means we could get out $28 million from our estate with an irrevocable trust that we create this year and hopefully fund it next year. In other words, transfer the property next year into that trust. Well, what's the difference? Well, if we get $28 million out of our estate over the next 2 years, and then the exemption in less than 2 years drops down to a little over $6 million each, so the maximum is 12, you're talking about a $16 million differential in terms of what you could have outside your estate that would be taxable. Okay. So we're talking the difference is a savings to the family of over $8 million. Well, to me, if you save taxes, that's asset protection, man. So those fans, now again, most of us, we don't have to worry about those kinds of numbers. But there are some families out there that this applies to. And so what I'm getting at is, this is not something that you can do at the last minute. You need to get the advice from your good estate planning attorney. Of course, we hope we're in that ballpark, combined with your CPA and your financial advisors. These are really important issues that can have a significant savings to and for your children and grandchildren. So planning for it right now, making sure it gets funded this year and next year, is a pretty critical kind of thing to do.
You got to get ahead and make sure that your planning is in order. Again, get a hold of the team at WG Alexander and Associates if you would like to speak with an elder law attorney or someone who is well-versed in estate planning. You can go to wgalaw.com or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. 7,000. And don't forget, the free webinars are happening on Wednesday, April 10th. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available for those families who are dealing with the monumental costs of long-term care, go to wgalaw.com, register by clicking on the seminars button at the top of the page, and the afternoon session on Wednesday, April 12th, the afternoon session on Wednesday, April 10th will deal with asset protection and trust planning, many of the topics that we've been discussing so far today. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button to learn more. A quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to learn more about WG Alexander and Associates. If you're in need of speaking with an estate planning attorney or an elder law attorney, WGALaw.com is your first bet. Find plenty of information there and also information about their free webinars as well. WGALaw.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we've gone over a heck of a lot today. Any parting thoughts before we head out today?
Well, the irrevocable trust I was referring to for those very, very wealthy families is where we create a trust for our spouse, and that's called a SLAT. And it can also be done, each spouse can do it for the other, but it's typically done for your spouse and your children and grandchildren. And those are almost always, well, they always are done as a dynasty trust. Now, there's also what we call a domestic asset protection trust. That's similar to a SLAT. We can't do them in North Carolina. I normally go to Tennessee to do those and co-counsel with an attorney there to do those, but that is to give additional asset protection. And that the difference is, in Tennessee, we can create a trust where we are included ourselves as a beneficiary. In North Carolina, when we create an asset protection trust like that, we cannot name ourselves as a beneficiary. It's for our spouse, children, grandchildren. So that's the difference.
Well, to learn more, get a hold of the team at WG Alexander & Associates. Go to WGALaw.com. Don't forget the webinar is happening on Wednesday, April 10th. Learn more about long-term care assistance as well as asset protection and trust planning by clicking on the seminars button at WGALaw.com. That will do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong. You've been listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.